Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
We all knew that when it ended, it would end just the way it did. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Let's forget Carolina's horrible performance against Kansas Sunday and celebrate the fact that the Tar Heels advanced that far. After all, in January, it looked like they were headed to the NIT. But the small lineup of shooters produced some big wins, enough to tally 25 on the season, including a trip back to the NCAA tournament. In choosing to live by the jump shot, they also picked the apparel, and virtually nothing went in against Kansas Sunday, so the Heels headed home, hopefully retaining some momentum going into next season. The 9-point lead at halftime was fool's gold if you looked at the stats. Both teams shooting 24% and Kansas going its third straight half of the NCAA tournament without making a three-pointer. It was clear that whoever started making shots was going to win the game. And when they began falling for the Jayhawks, Carolina got even tighter with the trigger. If Roy Williams needed a reminder, which he most certainly did not, about the way he likes to play, KU's Jeff Withey and his fellow big men provided it. You've seen the last of four guards and a small forward playing most of the minutes for Carolina, as next season there will be at least five guys on the roster, 6'9 or taller. And dadgummit, two of them will be in the lineup, and getting killed on the glass will be a thing of the past. The defense Sunday was terrific in the first half, harassing and swarming the Jayhawks to create 8 steals and 12 turnovers. But it was like two golfers in a very competitive but ugly match, each hoping the other would continue playing lousy so he could win. Kansas hit just about every green and made every putt in the second half, and the only way to stay in the game was to do the same. Offense fuels defense, and when the Tar Heels couldn't get anything to go down, Kansas suddenly had much easier shots than in the first half. That, in turn, made the Jayhawks ramp up their defense and rebounding, and Carolina did a poor job of setting screens to get its shooters open and couldn't get a rebound when it counted. If you've watched basketball for any number of years, you knew it was over when we lost the lead for good. So 25-11 for old Roy's youngest team ever is not so bad. Like they used to say in Brooklyn, wait till next year. This is Archansky. See ya.